0179.
Now they're dealing with tornadoes in Springfield, Massachusetts. Meanwhile, it's about the debt ceiling and whether or not Congress should be paid if they default on the loans. Or is it about defaulting to teach some people a lesson? That's a long story. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a jam-packed hour we have for you, including We Can Count. It's all about the numbers, after all, isn't it? And the CDC is keeping a hot eye on some E. coli outbreaks that are happening in Germany. How does that connect to us in our backyard? We'll get to that. And we also will talk about what some of the top economists are saying with this debt ceiling battle. Who ultimately wins in the tug of war between the two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans? Who wins this war? I just want to know why the taxpayers, us, why we keep getting screwed. We're stuck in the middle. Remember that song, Stuck in the Middle Again? We're stuck always in the middle. Aren't we supposed to be electing the good guys who are supposed to help and not keep put us in these situations where we're in quicksand? That's what it is. We're always in quicksand. I was thinking about this earlier today. I was reading the paper and I was thinking, you know what it is? I always say there's that lack of action in Washington. It's reaction. So they're reactive. It's like Pavlov's dogs. Whoops, we got problems with the deficit. Reaction. Whoops, we got a problem in the Middle East. What are we going to do? Reaction. Whoops, we got problems with illegal immigration. Even though we've had these same problems for a long time, now it's thrown up in our face, so we have to do something. So we're always in quicksand. We're America, for goodness sake. Aren't we supposed to be the most powerful nation on the face of the earth? How do we always end up in this situation where we're there, we're dangling? I mean, you know, the quicksand is up to our chest at this point, especially when it comes to this debt ceiling stuff, because damned if you do, damned if you don't. There's a piece of me that says, don't go there. Forget it. Just smash into the ceiling. But And this is why I hate this. When I sit down with people who have no horse in this, have no stake in it, they're being apolitical, and you ask them to look at it, time and time again, they will come back to it, meaning numbers guys. The very dry, boring, I shouldn't say that because a lot of my friends are numbers guys. They'll come back to the same thing, that it's not an option, that you cannot do that. And what's interesting, while the setup is Republicans versus Democrats and this whole debt ceiling deal, if you go back in time, 4 months, 5 months, you know, beyond that, you'll see when the few times it came up, you can look on the record and find that Republicans and Democrats say, ultimately, that it's not an option, that they can't default on the loans. Because what does that do? If we default on the loans, think of where we are in the world. Think of where the dollar is. Think of what would happen. Think of the money we owe, right? So, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and his tag team partner, Eric Cantor, both Republicans, this is their take on the debt ceiling, the latest.
The discussion really focused on the philosophical difference on whether Washington should continue to pump money into the economy or we should provide an incentive for entrepreneurs and small businesses to grow.
I think it was an opportunity for clearly our members to communicate directly with the president about our ideas about how to get the economy going again, how to create jobs, and our ideas about how we solve the debt problem that's facing our country.
All right, and that was Boehner, of course, and Cantor. They all paraded up to the White House, had a meeting with Barack Obama, the Prez, and said, look, we still don't have a detailed plan on spending cuts. And they're talking about Medicare as what's going on, you know, playing the politics of Medicare as we are headed down this sick, twisted debt crisis tunnel. So, you know, the House's debt ceiling vote, which really didn't amount to anything, some say was truly actually kind of a win for the Republicans, because it was just a day ago, 2 days ago, that 97 Democrats supported the idea of raising the debt ceiling without any spending cuts and putting their party in the situation where it was they're not popular for doing that. The House Republicans defeated the bill that would have raised the federal debt limit with no strings attached, of course. And this is something that the president has requested. So if we go back to the votes, you know, we see that with 97 in favor, 82 siding with the Republicans, the outcome was never going to be a problem. It was not, you know, it was never in doubt. But and what a blow, and this is why the meeting at the White House, what a blow to the president, I think, seeing those House Democrats who signed a letter requesting the vote, siding with the Republicans. So they caved. They caved. Ultimately, this is a big gamble. However you break this down, you know what? We're not willing to gut we the people, I believe, and you can stand up and say, no, I don't want to be in that group. We're not willing to rip apart Medicare and Social Security. I've said this time and time again, because this is what we keep going back to. Okay, so if you paid into the system, I mean, you paid into the system, right? And if they don't cut us a check soon and just say, you're on your own, you're on the island, figure it out on your own, but at least you're getting some money. A lot of us are worried in this country that the kick that you need for Social Security, because we're not all Warren Buffetts, it's not going to be there, and you paid into it your entire life. I mean, that's the upshot of it. So the dangling of Medicare and the dangling of Social Security, too, in the middle of this makes it kind of an interesting push to the end. The date, John Boehner said, has to be moved up to June instead of August, because that's when technically the D-Day is. August, the beginning of August, something has to be done. But they think something should happen, you know, much sooner than that. But here's the question. Will it happen sooner? Will it happen sooner than that? Do you think really, honestly, that there's not going, the debt ceiling's not going to be raised? I'm thinking that all of you listening to me know it will be. And if not, make sure you have your gold. I always say it's always good to diversify, and gold and silver and some other things. And you might really want to have some of that, because ultimately, what's the dollar going to be worth? And what are our friends who lent us the money going to do when we default on the loan? That means we are teetering. All right, coming up on the flip side, tornado in Massachusetts. Also, what's happening on Wall Street? And Shaquille O'Neal says bye-bye to basketball. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Would you believe after 19 years, Shaquille O'Neal saying bye-bye to basketball was inevitable. He was on the downward spiral. I mean, he was done. Back in the day, Shaquille O'Neal was something to watch, though, I'll tell you that. Underneath the hoop. Not shooting free throws. That was always his Achilles heel. We'll get to that in a second. But as we rip through this segment, unfortunately, that's what tornadoes did in Springfield, Massachusetts. Four people indeed died as a result of the tornado activity. 40 plus people were sent to hospitals. They were cut, they had scrapes, all kinds of stuff. I actually was looking at some footage of it. It's scary. From one of the higher buildings in Springfield, Massachusetts, you just saw a dark, scary looking cloud that formed a funnel. And that's it. You see that funnel, run, get out of Dodge. You see it heading for you, you know that it's disaster in the making. And more people are familiar now with tornadoes because of what's happened across the country. But what's interesting is you just don't think of Massachusetts as a tornado place. The last killer tornado they had was in 1995. There was three people who died then, and that was in a different area in Great Barrington. That's a town that's kind of near that New York State border. And the deadliest tornado killed 94 people, which that's pretty big, but that was in the early 50s. In the Worcester area, but this time around, four people, lots of people injured, and scary to see it. The governor immediately declared a state of emergency. There are National Guardmen on hand now, about a thousand of them, because they're picking up the pieces of what some of these communities look like. Damaged buildings, roofs ripped off the top of houses, half houses, a house is just completely blown away. The church steeples, at least in two different churches, fell over, gone, done, trees down all over the place. I mean, this is usual description. I almost feel like an insurance adjuster when I come on the air here. I have to be, because that's what we're describing, the same thing over and over again. Okay, so power lines were down. We saw debris floating around in a circular motion, part of the funnel cloud, and that smashed into a few people. Just rough, very rough. Lucky it was only four people. I mean, four is too many, but four compared to what's happened in Tuscaloosa in Alabama or Joplin, Missouri. And what people are worried about, too, it's so sad. Man, it's just bad karma. I don't know. I mean, it's human nature, I guess, for people who would prey on others. But the looting, the fact that you've got people looting in downtown, that's what they had. And then it started to rain, so that kind of stopped the looting. But who does that? Oh, are you really? Are you doing that? Are you running there grabbing a TV because a business has been smashed and blown to bits? Oh, there's just something. You know what? There's just something wrong about that. You're asking for it. If you believe in any kind of karmic blowback, you are asking for it to do that. So there's all kinds of stories about people who were at work and saw the cloud and got out of the way, people that were worried about their family as they were spread out all over the place, and how big the tornado was and how scary it was that it just ripped through Springfield, because that happened earlier in the day. And, you know, this is what happens, too. It's like in Joplin at the hospital, they got the people in the hallways and evacuated them into the parking lot and whatnot. So when the windows were blown out of the hospital, nobody was hurt. But the personal belongings, the x-rays, ended up like 70 miles away. So what is happening is people are finding things in their yard. Photos, birth certificates, marriage licenses, personal belongings. And, you know, someone even found, I guess, a photo of a family that was killed. Wow. That's sad, huh? And they think that the death toll might climb up a little bit, but it's rare to see tornadoes. Very rare to see tornadoes in Massachusetts. It's almost a question of, gosh, where does it pop up next? You know, what's next? All right, let's move to Shaquille O'Neal. Did you ever get a chance to see Shaquille O'Neal handle a basketball in person? There's a couple of people that were interesting to, I think, see, and that I've been lucky enough to see in my career, just purely on athletic ability. And Shaquille O'Neal was one. He was a game changer early in his career. Michael Jordan certainly was one. And I know this will rankle some people, especially in Ohio, but LeBron James, Superman, really was Superman the way I saw him jump and do a, you know, a dunk from what it seemed like 60 feet out. It was incredible. I've never seen anyone with that wingspan and that ability to handle the ball the way that I saw him handle the ball in a couple of different games, one against the Lakers, one against the Dallas Mavericks, and I was there on the floor. So Shaquille O'Neal stayed in the game for a long time. Here's what he said about retiring.
We did it. 19 years, baby. I want to thank you very much. That's why I'm telling you first. I'm about to retire. Love you. Talk to you soon.
He's going to do an official news conference-y kind of thing on Friday, but he's done. He's done with the game of basketball. Now he's doing the commentating thing and other stuff. And, you know, remember, this is a guy who also went through a period where he did some movies, and he's involved in a lot of different things. I don't know if it's just what's happening in California, and scary if this happens and spreads to other places, and certainly it's been discussed, but Amazon and Overstock are threatening to get out of California rather than have to pay the tens of millions of dollars worth of taxes that their people would have to pay, because they're talking about in California, the assembly passed a law expanding tax to internet sales for companies that have a physical presence or sister companies with offices there. So it'll go to the Senate. It passed easily in the House. You know, they're desperate for to raise money in California. And what they're saying is we're not imposing a new tax. We're suggesting a way to collect a tax that goes uncollected. Really? So they also, one of the assemblymen said, look, if you oppose the bill, then you support tax evasion and are anti-business and aren't listening to your constituents. So the bill would raise about $1.1 billion in new revenue for the golden state that has fallen apart. And they're also saying it would level the playing field because then web-based companies would be just like the other brick-and-mortar stores that already have, already collect the tax. Here's what it would do. It would circumvent the pre-internet age Supreme Court ruling that exempted companies from state sales tax if they don't have a physical presence in the state. That's a big one. You know what the state sales tax rate is? 8.25% with local taxes also thrown in, 2.5%, so that's over 10%. Businesses with no physical presence, brick or mortar or whatever, would still be exempt, but Amazon would be in trouble because they're a company, they're an affiliated company. They make the Kindle e-book reader, you know that, in that state. Amazon said it would move production if it becomes a law. So that's what's going to happen. They're just going to move. Overstock, Amazon, anyone else, they're going to, the other e-tailer types, they're going to leave. That's what they're going to do. And now they're saying there's another bill that's saying any business generated through the links would be subject to being taxed. Wow. This is the beginning of the end of the Wild Wild West with the Internet. I think that, and this is just in California, but it's been discussed in other places, too, even taxes on the services and, you know, how much is that going to cost the consumer. But Amazon knows that if you're talking about tens of millions of dollars, you know, forget about it. We'll move. We're not going to get into the middle of that. Coming up on the flip side, we can count. I suppose that could have fell into the category of we can count. Going to talk about more police being laid off. Ooh, pick a city, any city. How safe do you feel when you hear that the police force is being slashed by at least 50%? I'm going to tell you right ahead of this, not very.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves.
dogs.
It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stock brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This version of We Can Count here with the cops in San Jose. They're talking about 156 more layoffs. How often have you heard this conversation across the United States in different municipalities, whether it's a union struggle and it's the deal over pension benefits, or, I mean, just straight up, it's about we got to pinch every penny we can. There was no last-minute deal for the 156 San Jose police officers. So it looks like they're going to be laid off at the end of the month, the end of June. The talks just were killed in the middle of it. Pension, pension, pension. So what does it mean, though, to this is what I think about. What does it mean to the people in San Jose? What does it mean to them? So the city's still going to have to cut 195 police jobs no matter what. They've already said that. 122 officer layoffs. They've got to close $115 million budget deficit. Ooh, that ugly word again. Deficit, deficit. If they don't have a deal, without a deal, they would have to lay off 278 officers. And the city council in San Jose imposed a 10% pay and benefit cut on the four employee unions that represent about half of their workforce. Then you have six other unions. Firefighters have been lumped into that. They've had to take cuts and deals, and they have had to agree to retirement changes. Ugh, isn't that brutal? It's all about timing. However, have your job, keep your job, or be completely cut. And to me, the bigger concern is they're in so much trouble, like a lot of other cities and suburbs. They, you know, cops are city employees. So if they've got to cut them, they cut them. And that's what I wonder about. The police officers were offered an optional lower retirement benefit, at least for the current guys on the beat. And more than 40%, when they did a little survey, said they would sign up for it for lower pension contributions and raise their take-home pay. It shows you where they're at. Wow. Now, they've talked about the fact that you might have these citizen patrols. Oof. So if you're in San Jose, who knows who's out there patrolling? I mean, certainly they do have some police officers, but they're talking about even having more layoffs the following year. So how far can they actually whittle it down? Wow. So that's one depressing story from Week in Count. Let's move to this one. I think all of you can relate to this. How often do you give your password to your girlfriend, your friend, whatever, to download music? Oh, I know a lot of people that float their password. In Nashville, Tennessee, the lawmakers there have passed a measure that would make it a crime to use a friend's login, even with permission, to you know, watch a movie from Netflix or listen to a song from Rhapsody or, you know, whatever. And this bill is a law. Boom, it was signed by the governor. And the recording people in Nashville, big recording area, say bravo, because they've lost billions of dollars with the illegal music sharing. My thing is, how do you police that? Really, I think this was aimed at hackers and people who sell those passwords in bulk. But you could go after people who use a friend or relative's subscription, too. Then you think of a spouse or other family members. I mean, that's not blatant. I can't imagine that that's a big deal. And I want to see how they enforce it. Go into some of those college dorms. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? How would they be able to do that? Here's the thing. Stealing $500 or less. This is a law. This is a big one. It's precedent setting out of Tennessee. Stealing $500 or less of entertainment would be a misdemeanor. It would mean up to a year in jail, maybe, and a fine of $2,500. The theft with a higher price tag would be a felony, and then, of course, there'd be heavier penalties to that as well. Mitch Glazer, who is the executive VP of public policy for RIAA, said the bill is absolutely necessary. It's a protective, you know, way, a measure, as digital technology continues to evolve at the speed of light right before our very eyes. The music industry, just to throw it in here, has seen its domestic revenue plunge by about half in 10 years. So that's $15 billion. They had $15 billion to $7 billion. That's pretty big. But I think there's still people that are, especially with the Netflix thing, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, I think there's people who do share there. This is an interesting one for We Can Count. This is one for the books for any segment we might do here on America Tonight. If you're driving down the road, if you're laying in bed, you can't sleep, if you're sitting up in your rocking chair somewhere listening to me, pay attention to this one. This is going to grab you. Ready? How does this happen? I don't know. I'm setting this up, though. When you were in eighth grade, did you ever take any field trips? Did you ever take any field trips to Hooters? There were some eighth graders. They went on a trip to Baltimore. Do you know what the trip included? Lunch at Hooters. Because let's face it, you got to check out some Hooters when you're in eighth grade and you're out on a field trip. Listen, everybody has to make a living, but what do you think the restaurant is known for? It was the Berwick Middle School students. They were going to the National Aquarium, cool place, last week. The chaperones took them to a bunch of restaurants for lunch, because the group of 100 was too big for one single place. So one group of 20 students ended up at Hooters. The superintendent of the school, once this story broke, said he wished the group's co-ed chaperones had chosen a better restaurant. but he didn't get any complaints from parents. It's probably because they don't know. Now they know that. Now the whole world knows, so they know. A Hooters spokesperson said that, hey, we host groups, including sports teams and church organizations with teens and younger kids. I don't know how many church organizations take a group out to Hooters. It seems odd, doesn't it? Or maybe I'm being too puritanical, and who cares? So it's Hooters. We're all used to it now. Big whoop. I'm thinking of an eighth grade boy, and I'm thinking of him going to Hooters. My teacher took me to Hooters. It just doesn't sound right, does it? I'm going to say foul on that. As much as I can stretch the boundaries, I'm going to say that was a blunder. What were they thinking? Go grab a burger from XYZ place. But going to Hooters, that was shaky. And they just didn't think about it. I know they didn't think about it. I know it. This is interesting. The Octomom, who I think intended to get her 15 minutes of fame and then some, now has gotten her doctor in trouble. The fertility doctor who helped Natalie Suhlman have her 8 babies had his license revoked by the state's medical board. The board said in a report that Michael Camarava committed gross negligence by making an excessive number of embryo transfers into Natalie Suhlman, who's 35 now, who gave birth to octuplets, you remember, 2 years ago and became a huge media sensation, for better or for worse. The California Medical Board said her doctor implanted 12 embryos, with 8 of them resulting in live births, made an extreme departure from the standard of care. And the American Society for Reproductive Medicine recommends that patients under the age of 35 have no more than 2 embryos transferred. But then they did say it depends on the circumstance. Well, you got to think he got his 15 minutes of fame and that he has made some money. Beverly Hills doctor, get it? Of course, losing your medical license, that's it. I mean, curtains. That's it. Once that happens, how's he getting that medical license back? And the answer is, I don't think so. UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Do you believe in UFOs? I know. I'm not George Norrie's daughter, sister, cousin. But I have some familiarity with UFOs. There's a video that's on YouTube, and it shows 3 lights. This sounds familiar, doesn't it? 3 lights in the sky over California. It's getting a ton of hits on the web. They say it was supposedly recorded in Oakland a few days ago. And, then you have to go on the leap of faith that it truly was. But in looking at it, it actually looks like, they say, another video of this guy over Oakland recorded last year. So it's like a hoax moment, I think. Remember, we talked about this one time over the coast of California, the undescribable lights, and people thought it was a UFO then, and I think it's those secret missile launches, really, that they're looking at, and they don't realize that's what it is. It does make for interesting conversation, though. Do you believe in life on other planets? Do you think they're watching us right now? And do you think that the government does know something about unidentified flying objects? Because can you imagine? You come in from work, whew, hard day. I just want to chill. You flip on the tube for 5 seconds, you hardly ever watch the evening news. And then the report you're hearing is that a bunch of aliens have been reported over the desert or wherever. Or unidentified flying objects with people landing. I mean, pick your choice of words and how deep you want to go on the UFO thing. But I think with these lights over California, it is those launches or something funky like an optical illusion. Hang with us.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com.
Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in a bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
2, 3, ooh, 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 ooh. When my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh, ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Coming up, Gates. The short-term defense secretary, Secretary of Defense, reacts to Hamid Karzai's comments directed at the U.S. in light of civilian casualties over the weekend. KDD hanging with you here on these airwaves, America Tonight, this little old show. We zig and zag all over the place. Hang on, it's a roller coaster ride. It is almost summer after all. That's the fun of this show. Water cooler buzz and your chance to chime in. Via the phone, 800-259-5791, through email, americatonight.net. All roads lead there. Tap on the mail and shoot it our way. Pal Talk, you can do the chat thing. That's also on the website. There's a couple of ways you can get to us. How's that? Speaking of being got, lost in the sauce, I think, with the fact that we have the NBA playoffs going on, and out of the gate, the Heat beat the Dallas Mavericks, but that's just one game, the second game later on today. How about the NHL playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs? Alan Canada has called in to say how ridiculous it is that they're playing this late into June. You know, that it's kind of like Stars on Ice. All year round, we're just going to make sure everybody gets into the playoffs. But it's worth mentioning this for our Canadian friends. The Canucks got past the Bruins 1-0 with all the buildup for the Boston Bruins, wow, it went a different way in this first one. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. You sound good. What, did you watch the game at all or what?
Bits and pieces.
Yeah.
I still see Vancouver in six.
I think Vancouver, too. I'm going to agree with you. I don't think Boston's going to win this one. No.
But the funny part was, here in Montreal, the sports section of the local English paper didn't have Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals on the front page. They were talking about the Winnipeg, whatever they're going to be called.
Oh, yeah, moving from Atlanta.
Yeah, and as of today, they've already sold 1,800 season tickets. The goal is 13,000 by the 21st at the Board of Governors meeting.
Wow, 1,800, okay.
Yeah, so I you see all the fans. You saw all the fans outside the MTS Center. That's where the team's going to be playing their home games, yelling, "Go Jets, go!" Or finally, we're back. But how many of them are actually going to go up and buy season tickets? That's the kicker, So that's what the league's worried about. I mean, they said, "Hey, yeah, sure, move it, but can you sell?" It has to sell out every night because it's the smallest arena in the league. So, we're going to see what happens. That's all. But
are they excited about it? Are the people excited about having it back?
Oh, yeah, big time.
That makes sense. Yeah,
big time. I mean,
well, shame on the people in Atlanta, Sam. They didn't embrace it. The corporate world didn't embrace it. If they were going to make it happen, the owners drove it into the ground. They that team being there wasn't worth it.
Right, and now the Manitoba Moose, that's the American Hockey League farm team, rumor has it is going to be going to the other side of the country, St. John's, Newfoundland.
Really?
So, I mean, that is going to make for some major travel headaches for some teams, but when the Toronto Maple, as we like to call them, the Maple Laughs or the Maple Loaves or the Maple or the Maple or the Maple Lazies, what the teams would do is when the Toronto had the team there is that they'd play two games back-to-back, fly back out, and then they do it again later in the season. So, I don't know if it'll happen, but I hope it does because they're also passionate hockey fans, as they like to call it, on the rock. So, we're just going to see. I mean, it's going to be a wait-and-see attitude. So, like I said, in Winnipeg, they're very excited. But someone brought up a very good point. When the team moved from Winnipeg to Phoenix, they took all the retired numbers and all the, all their pennants from when they won the WHA, the days in the WHA. If they all called the Jets again, and I think most people want them to be called the Jets, are they going to take back those numbers that are hanging up in Phoenix? Because, if Phoenix isn't exactly on solid ground either. So, who knows what will happen there. And Long Island isn't exactly in great shape, and I hear Dallas is looking for new owners. So, instead of watching a hockey game, a lot of my friends are watching the stock market, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and
let's focus on that instead.
Yeah, I spoke to Steve. He said hi. A whole bunch of people got, because I've been working, I've been switched to nights. That's why I haven't had a chance to call you. He watched the speech that BB made to the joint session. And he said, even if I was a congressman, I'd stand up and applaud too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the way.
I agree.
And as a couple of his friends said, when Obama said that line, what was he smoking when he said that? Going back to pre-67 borders?
I don't think he was. You know what? He was thinking. I think he was catering to the Arab world a little bit there.
Right.
Not to. I mean, he was. Because he was trying to do that dance of being the in-between guy and pull it back. And what he said, what was interesting that I thought the comment he said was that going back to the Clinton administration, this is something every president has thought. They just haven't voiced it.
Okay, so I mean he.
So he threw them all under the bus, took them all out.
Oh yeah, big time.
That's not good. That's not when you're in the club. You can't do that. I mean, sure, that might be true. That might be the stuff that's been discussed. That's what he's saying.
Right.
So he was sort of giving himself backing, like, hey, don't look at me. I'm speaking the truth. This is what everybody else has thought, that we need to do this.
Right.
It's not. You can't do it. You think of how small. You look at a map. It can't. It's not going to work.
No way, Jose.
And Israel's already too vulnerable as it is.
Right. Now, is Sarah Palin actually going to make a run for the White House, or is she just blowing smoke?
I think she's courting the public opinion, but I don't see she's going to, I don't think she's going to do that. No, she's in too good of a position. I don't see it because there's certainly people around her that can look and figure out how tough this is going to be for any Republican. And right. First she has to get the nod, so then she'd have to spend the money, right. Be in the race. She does get attention and she's up there in the polls, so she True. Would maybe have a shot at grabbing it. I don't know. Okay. But how far would she go against Obama?
Well, first of all, the funny part was I spoke to a couple of buds of mine, like I said, I don't know if I told you this. They originally voted, if they lived in the States, they would have voted for him because he was African-American. A year later, I asked them the same question. They said, with his policies, you know?
Yeah, and see, that's interesting. Yeah. I have a friend as well who's an African-American, and she said sometimes she gets, attacked for her view. Like, why would you say that? She didn't vote for Obama either. She didn't like going into the first session. She right. didn't like his background. She didn't think that he was the right man for the job. She would have voted for maybe another Democrat, but she didn't want to go for Obama, so she
wow.
went with the Republican.
Oh,
that's a big turnaround for a lifelong Democrat. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I guess the next like a year or so is going to be very interesting in the American political scheme of things.
I couldn't agree with you more. Sam, thanks for the call.
Take care, Chow.
All right, Chow to you, too, as well. All right, I want to leave you with this. I got a note from Nicholas Testaccio. I think I'm saying that wrong. I hope I'm not butchering your name, Nicholas, because your note is so beautiful. He said, I'm a veteran along with many other men in my family and now my youngest son who served in Iraq. I can tell you that every time I read a story about another young man gone, I shed a tear. It's just such an emotional experience that my anger reaches just below the boiling point. We're in the middle of a violent takeover by the very people we elect to protect and secure our rights. Several years ago, I made a conscious decision to stop contributing to take over. I did it, and hope that other Americans will wake up to what is taking place right before our eyes. We must go beyond the fear that keeps us under the boot of government thugs. I'm willing to sacrifice rather than seeing so many of our good young men come home sick or in caskets. Amen, Nicholas. I couldn't agree more. And that was the subject of a story I wrote that was posted on the GCN website. You can go there and find that. Talking about too many young men coming home in caskets or coming home with missing limbs. And for what, ultimately, where are we headed?